Welcome to the Path Podcast, where we will travel the lives of some bold women, from dreams to detours to destiny. She did not choose this path. This path chose her. This is the Path Podcast. Welcome back, Path listeners, to another episode of the Path Podcast with your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. Well, Path listeners, we're coming in today doing another episode about relationships. A lot of it is about ourself, our relationship with self first, and how we have to learn to deal with others. Last week, you know, I spoke about living single, the misconceptions and truths of living single. Today, I want to talk about something that is a big topic that has been out forever that we've heard about, and sometimes we choose to ignore. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about red flags. Yes, red flags that we've seen, we've ignored, that we've dismissed when it comes to some relationships that we've been in. And maybe some of us listening today may be in today. So I want to talk about 12 different relationship red flags that we should never ignore. Now, people talk a lot about red flags, but what does that term mean exactly? We're going to talk about that. Some may question and say, are all red flags the same for everyone? Maybe not, but I promise you there are some that should never be accepted. And in those cases, is that a reason to walk away? Or does it ever make sense to address the red flag and mend the relationship? I will keep my opinion on what that red flag is as we get further into this episode. So those red flags can pop up in new relationships, casual relationships, and even the long-term relationships, as we've said. The key is you not allowing love or lust to make sure you overlook those red flags or dismiss them completely. How many times can we admit that you've ignored or some suspect behavior from your love interest or the person in your life? We all know that human connection is a very important part of our lives, and feeling love and having a sense of connection contributes to our mental health. But not all relationships we know make our lives better. Some relationships are just not good for us. Even worse, they're toxic. That is the reason we need to recognize the red flags, stop ignoring them. This is the reason we need to know what they are, how to identify them, and what you should consider doing if your relationship has reached an unhealthy state. While there are some red flags, again, that may vary from person to person, but at what point is a red flag a deal breaker? Because there are some behaviors that cannot be ignored or accepted. So let's dive first into what are red flags in relationship, or what is a red flag? Just like stop signs, everyone we all know, and red lights on the road, red flags are a sign to pump the brakes, ladies and gentlemen, and assess the situation at hand. It signifies a reason to stop. Just like in sports, red flags are thrown in sports when a game is halted because of a foul to challenge an on-field decision. And the same needs to happen when we're dealing with relationships and other people. We need to halt. We need to stop. We need to abort mission. We need to just throw a red flag on the play. Because if it continues, this relationship is proceeding down an emotionally dangerous highway right now. And although these red flags can be easy to spot for some of us, we don't always address them when they first appear or even at all. As soon as you start catching feelings for the person, we know it's hard to turn away. And when we see some of these things again, we dismiss them. And what we find out later on, if that relationship doesn't work, we will sit here and say to ourselves or to others that I knew this all along. So ladies and gentlemen, again, today we need to stop doing that. We need to start addressing it now. And if these red flags are there, you need to start communicating with that partner about it. Communicate, communicate, communicate is what I read something where a therapist said. And again, you have to go get that help. Go to a marriage and couple counseling and get the help you need to see if this is something that I need to move away from immediately, or if this can be corrected and fixed so we can move and have a better life together. But there are some, again, that I struggle to say that here about, but I do know that there are people who can get help and change their lives for the better. So before I still go into some of what some of these red flags are, I also want to talk about, why do people ignore the red flags? And something I read where some people ignore the red flags, it has to do with, especially for women, and we ignore them because we've been in a relationship for so long. We don't want to start over, which is not a good reason out there, ladies. We have to admit when it's our own self-worth that we don't think we deserve any better. Those are reasons why we definitely, even for ourselves, need to seek that therapy so we can work on those things, so we can not sit in things that are not healthy for us in these types of relationships. But a lot of things I've heard that is another reason why people ignore some of these red flags goes into much deeper reasonings that a therapist or someone else could help you who deals with marriage counseling and relationship counseling, is the different types of attachment styles that we all have. And they're categorized by different behaviors that each person exhibits in relationships. And knowing which attachment style you have plays a big part in it. I've read, and again, let me tell you, I'm not an expert in this, but I'm reading only things I found, what the different types of attachment styles there are out there. And the four types are a secure, anxious, avoidant, and fearful attachment. And the people who fear attachment and cling to their partners because of their attachment style, they result in ignoring the red flags. Another reason people ignore the red flags is because of loneliness. I read that this is one of the most common reasons why people choose to ignore red flags, that they can see clearly. Loneliness, as we all know, is a big threat to every individual on this earth. And in order to remain safe from it, we try to stick to people even after knowing that they might not be good for us. To avoid being single and experiencing feelings of loneliness, people decide to remain in a relationship and compromise their true beliefs. Another reason that we ignore these, or why people ignore red flags, is hope. Hope is a feeling of expectation or desire from someone or something. We all tend to hope in our romantic relationships. Many people hope that their partner may become better in the future and that the red flags may turn into green flags. I'll tell you about that later, sooner or later in the future. With this hope, the majority of us ignore them. And in some of us in our faith, we pray about things and we pray that God changes the person, because if you're a person of faith, we know that God can change things immediately. And sometimes he doesn't do that. And for whatever reason, sometimes it's because he didn't tell you to be with this person. There are a bunch of reasons that I don't know why God doesn't change some things that I want him to change also in my life. But we always have to know, and if you believe in your faith, whatever your faith is, that all things work together for good. And we have to check ourselves to see if we made the right decisions on certain things, or if we stepped out of order in some way ourselves. So we've talked about, what are red flags? Why do people ignore them? Let's dig into some of these red flags are that I think are non-negotiable, or we should at least be in therapy, marriage counseling, couple counseling, if you are or have experienced some of this. And some of these things to watch out for if you're single out there before you move into a relationship. So 12 of the relationship red flags to look out for, and trust me, they are all red flags. So you can put them in one order, 1 through 12. They're all critical. And the top one on my list is anyone dealing, or you see, mental, emotional, verbal, or physical abuse. If that person cannot control or channel their emotions properly, in a healthy way, that is an immediate thing that you need to pay attention to. We all know that disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but if things escalate to any form of abuse, it's important to remove yourself from it for your own safety. Number two, excessive jealousy. Trust is at the heart of any healthy relationship. So if your partner is showing extreme cases of jealousy, it might be a sign that they don't trust you. And we know jealousy can stem from your partner's own insecurities, which might make you feel bad about yourself as well. And if you don't trust them, I think you have to decide if that's something that you can manage as well. And if this, again, go get help. Go deal with that. And don't bring past relationships into this new relationship, because it's not fair to your partner. And if you or that partner does not get help, you're going to experience this. I don't care if it's 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years in this relationship. It won't change until you change yourself. Number three, a history of infidelity. And trust me, if your partner has a history of cheating on you, or you know of their past, this can take a huge mental toll on you. And this is the time I say go get help, because of course it'll turn into the excessive jealousy that we just spoke about. Or you're going to question yourself. You're going to question your self-worth. That can cause you to think you're not good enough for your partner. Again, all of this ties back into the mental and all of the different things that we will deal with if we don't seek help first to get these things taken care of, or if you're seeing that already in your relationship with your partner. Number four, another red flag is substance abuse. If you have a partner who regularly uses substances in excess, then they may have an addiction. But while some of these substance abuse can be a red flag, a therapist has said that there are always situations where you can work through substance abuse issues. If your partner is willing to self-correct or get themselves into treatment, then it is a case-by-case basis. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all for everyone. This is something only you can make a decision if you should stick around for it. Number five, someone with a controlling behavior. That's another red flag that you have to pay attention to. In these controlling type behaviors, your partner doesn't trust you or the decisions you make. And be aware, if your partner starts to limit your social interactions, setting restrictions on you and who you are allowed to see and when, they will keep you away from your friends and loved ones. This can be a safety concern, and it is a form of manipulation. The sixth red flag we need to be careful of is excessive lying. Catching your partner in lies, whether big or small, repeatedly can be hard to building a very healthy relationship. Red flag number seven. Now, some of you may not consider this to be a red flag, but some of these, like I said, it can depend on the person. And you have to look at how intense they can be. But it's codependency, or they give you so much of their time, all of their time, really. They have no friends, and they rely on you for their everything, to be their happiness, to be their emotional support, to be their friend because they don't have friends or outside relationships. That can be very exhausting to one person. It can be almost a mental load, if you will. I read where codependency, or relationship addiction, they call it, happens when two people rely on each other exclusively for emotional, psychological, and even physical support. This alienates them from their other relationships and can stunt their personal growth. This may not be an issue for every relationship, but for some people that can be too much if one person is not that way and the other is. So that's why you have to know within yourself what works for you and what doesn't. Because if you have great, healthy outside relationships with family and friends and that person doesn't, that could weigh heavily on you and your relationship moving forward. Red flag number eight. A narcissistic personality disorder, which is a mental condition that indicates self-obsession and a misplaced sense of importance. This may be not a deal breaker for everybody, but for some it can be, because it is stated that someone who is very narcissistic can be emotionally involved with their own ego and their driven personality. It can be exhausting and it can be very traumatizing depending on the person. Their needs will always be considered more important than yours. So knowing the person you're with is very important to know if that's a deal breaker for you and if it's something that could cause you issues down the road dealing with a person depending on the level or narcissism that they deal with. So you just have to know your partner and know what you're dealing with. Red flag number 9, anger management issues. Not everyone who may have some of these tendencies will come off as abusive. I put a lot of these sometimes in those same buckets, but I know they're not. Someone that you're close to, if they have anger management issues, you might feel threatened or unsafe during a conflict. And lack of emotional regulation is a definite red flag for any relationship, I've read. We all should feel comfortable enough with a partner or friend to tackle difficult subjects without fearing for our safety. So pay close attention to their anger management concern, any concerns you may have with it. Moving on to number 10, gaslighting. Gaslighting, they said, is a common manipulation tactic and a red flag in any relationship. It is an insidious form of emotional abuse in which the manipulator will make you question your own sanity or judgments. Victims of gaslighting are made to feel guilty regardless of whether or not they did anything wrong. Gaslighting is a clear red flag in any relationship. Red flag number 11, unwillingness to compromise. Everyone we know in any relationship, there has to be some form of compromising. We even teach our kids starting out that they need to compromise. You play with the toy 1 second, then you give the toy to the sister or brother or friend. Let them play with it. That's compromising. So the same thing needs to be taking place on a more serious level in a relationship. It is unfair to you if you're the one that's always giving in just to make things feel like it's okay for the moment. It is two people in a relationship and both need to sit down, communicate, talk about what's going on. And it's going to be a give and take. And that makes for a healthy relationship where one person doesn't feel like they're always giving in just for the sake of the relationship. Red flag number 12, different life goals. We all can have different ideas of what we want. If you're starting new in a relationship, are we headed into marriage? Possibly. If that person says they never want to get married, you got a problem. That is something you need to be concerned about. Or if they said they never want to have children, that is a red flag. If you're someone who knows that they want children and you knowingly marry someone who said clearly that they never want children, that is your sign to say, this may not be for me. And or assess your own life to say, okay, is this something I really want? Do your own self-examination of what it is truly important to you. And if this is a good person, sit down, still go to therapy, talk to someone and see if this is truly a deal breaker for you. That is a red flag if your heart knows that you want children. So just make sure you look at the life goals that you all have to make sure that you're doing everything possible to go into a healthy, happy relationship. There are so many more red flags that I could have listed, but you know, I've already listed 12, some that to be concerned about. There were so many more that I've read about that for some of us that could still be deal breakers. And then I've learned that there's something called yellow flags. Red flags, as we've stated, means halt, stop. And just like we look at the road signs again, yellow flags just indicate a reason to slow down. Yellow flags are less severe. They are bound to be imperfections and areas for improvement, which we all have in any relationship. However, no relationship should cause more harm than good. Yellow flags are signals that point towards patterns or behaviors that need to be shifted in order for the relationship to flourish. When there are yellow flags, it doesn't necessarily mean for you to end the relationship, but it should require mutual acknowledgement and input from both sides to resolve the issue. anything about a partner, friend, colleague, or family member that has the potential to cause friction over the course of your relationship is probably a yellow flag. If something about someone in your life directly threatens your health or well-being, that is probably a red flag. As we know, not every problem is detrimental to any relation, to all relationships, but many of them can pile up, and if not carefully checked and not discussed or communicated between both parties. So you have to know the difference between yellow and red flags and which works for you. If you're someone that's heard some of this and know that this is serious in your relationship today, even if it's a marriage of many years, I hope and pray that you will go and get professional help. Talk to someone, you and your spouse. If you're a single person dating someone, I suggest the same thing. Go talk to someone, as well as you have time to think about what's best for you. Put self first. We have to do that. I'm going to talk to the ladies right now. We have to take care of ourselves first and put your emotional stability above everyone else. If you have children, yeah, your children got to come first, but you got to be healthy for your children. So you have to put yourself first still so you can take care of the children. Like the information we hear when once you're on an airplane, you put your mask on first. And when you put your mask on, then you put it on the child, because that's how you can protect them. So take care of yourself, ladies out there. And if you're someone in a very serious situation with any form of abuse, we would always suggest that you go to a domestic violence hotline and all of the different avenues that are out there so you can do what is best and safe for you first. This is not something to take lightly. It is not something I know that can just happen just in some conversations. That's why I'm always suggesting going to counseling. But we know there are a lot of things that you have to proceed with caution, because again, it's about taking care of yourself first. Wealth Path listeners, for sake of time, I hope you learned a lot in this episode. I have been on the relationship kick right now. Last week I talked to singles. This week, talking again to singles, couples, everybody about red flags. And next week we're going to talk to married couples, people in serious relationships that can be good for everybody again, even if you're single, because you have to learn before you move into these marriages. And why can I talk about it? Because I was married before. I know some of the things I wish I had worked on myself and the things I had done differently. And I've learned a lot because I want to grow. So when I am married in the future, I am better prepared to be the woman and the wife that I'm called to be. And trust me, I want to see everybody win at life. So I want to see marriages thriving, and I want to see children happy in the homes with their mothers and fathers. And I pray that we can live healthy lives no matter what your status is. So join me next week. We'll talk some more about relationships. And I'm going to always suggest and let you know that I'm not a counselor, but I definitely am here to give out positive, encouraging information for us to always grow. So Path listeners, thank you again for joining me. Until next time. Forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms, so you can stay up on our bi-weekly real conversations with these bold women. You can follow The Path Podcast on Facebook at The Path Podcast, and on Instagram and Twitter at @The_Path_podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or have questions for a future show, you can email us at thepath4ward@gmail.com. That's thepathforward@gmail.com. And if you're looking for a speaker or you're in need of a life coach, please reach out to me again at thepathforward@gmail.com or at ACKORLEH@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next time.